something covering for them, something's going on, he doesn't want no part of it. He can't back you up when you lie to him. So what is it that, what's been going on here? Something's going on. And if you want to keep the secret, great. You got no lawyer.
I have no secret.
There's something going on, because no man in their right mind would let themselves be kicked out.
For sure, I mean, yeah.
Well, no man in their right mind would put charges that weren't true against their daughter. Did I assault you?
No.
So why did you charge me? Explain that one to a judge. Why did you charge me? Why did you charge me? What'd you charge me for? It's not true, you said? Is it true or not true? Did I assault you? Did I or did I not?
No, you didn't.
So why did you charge me? You either come up with a good reason or you're mental. Pick one. Because if it's not true, why did you do it? You're either mental, Dad, or something's going on, so tell us what's going on. Why would you charge a daughter when you know it's not true? And you said it on the stand it wasn't true. So if it wasn't true, why did you put me through hell and lie about me? Why did you charge me? Why did you charge me when it was a lie? Do you know that when you put your hand on the Bible, you said I had assaulted you? You know what that's like to God, right? When he knows you're lying.
I don't even remember what happened that day.
Oh, so you're copping out now?
Huh?
What day?
They must have put some dope or something in my coffee or something.
Okay. So let's say they did it for that day. You had a year to come to your senses, didn't you?
Yeah.
Did you know it was true that I hadn't assaulted you? Did you know it was true or not?
It's not true.
So why didn't you go to the cops and say it's not true? Why didn't you go back in there and correct it? You had a whole year to do it. It was a lie. Why didn't you go in there and drop the charges and say you lied? Why didn't you? You're living a lie. Did that feel good charging me?
No.
So why'd you do it if it was a lie? Why do you want to make me look bad?
They put so much shit in my head. That,
like what shit in your head? Explain to me the shit in your head. Because no judge understands shit in your head. Because there's no shit in your head.
No.
Explain what they put in your head. Explain it. Explain it. You're on the stand with a judge now. What was going on? What do you mean shit in your head? Explain it to me. What did they say?
Okay.
What? You don't want to speak the truth? Tough shit. Go back to Manitoba tomorrow. And go face your music, because man, they can't wait to carve you up and cut you up like a piece of meat. You better start telling the truth, otherwise you got no help from me. I'm not going to back this bullshit. It's all bullshit.
Well, I'm telling the truth.
What did he feel in your head? Say it.
I've got nothing in my head. I just...
No, what did you... You said they filled your head with... What did they fill your head with?
Well, they said that you were going to move with me or some goddamn thing and stuff like that. And I says, I'm allowed to live with my daughter. If my daughter wants to come and live with me, forgive that, no problem.
You're so full of shit.
It was mentioned, right?
What do you mean it was mentioned?
I'm so confused with all that.
No, you're not confused. You explain what was going on. There's no confusion, Dad. That's a nice excuse. If you're confused, then you don't deserve to live on your own. I don't think you're confused. I think you're lying. The judge would say you're lying, and Winston would say you're lying. So, what the heck? What was it that they said to convince you to move out.
I wasn't happy about that. That's for damn sure.
So why didn't you stick to your guns?
Yeah, but...
You didn't, so tell me why. That's bullshit too again. No. That's bullshit.
No.
I seen you stand up. When you get mad, you can stand up. So why did you agree to move out?
I shouldn't have moved out. That's what I'm sure about.
But
that's
you did. So why did you? Let's get down to the bottom of this. Why did you?
I have no answer for that.
You do. You better come up with one. You're on the stand. You just did it because you wanted to move out? Did you want to move out?
Not really, no.
What do you mean, not really? You sound like an idiot now, Dad.
No.
You did or you didn't?
I didn't want to move out, but I mean...
So why did you? Explain that to the judge. Why did you move out? What'd you move out for? Why did you move out? Why did you move out? Were you not able to look after yourself?
Yes.
Why'd you move out then?
I shouldn't have moved out.
Why did you? We know what you did wrong.
No,
we want to know why you did.
I made a big mistake there.
Why did you do it though? Why did you agree to move out? You agreed, obviously. Did you agree, yes or no?
Yes.
Why?
Well, until spring, that was understood.
No, it wasn't understood. The first piece of paper said you could stay in there. That they would never move you out. Why didn't you stick to that piece of paper? You signed it, didn't you? Do you remember signing that paper?
No.
You don't remember signing that paper? That they weren't going to move you out. Do you remember Linda and Claire being there? Do you remember charging Andy with theft of stealing your cell phone? Yes or no? Do you want me to give up on you?
I didn't charge her.
You didn't charge Andy with theft? Yes or no?
No.
You didn't go to the cop shop in Headingley and charge him with theft?
For stealing my cellular.
Yes, for stealing your cellular.
But he stole yours too, didn't he?
That wasn't my question.
No.
Do you remember charging him, yes or no? Do you remember going to Headingley and charging him, yes or no?
No.
You don't remember?
No.
Do you remember going to the banquet hall at the Holiday Inn? Yes or no?
Going to the bank?
Banquet hall at the Holiday Inn.
Oh, that's when we had the supper there.
It was lunch.
Yeah.
Jules was
there. I remember part of it, yeah.
What do you mean part of it?
Yeah. Okay.
Where were we before we went there? Where were we before we went to the Holiday Inn?
Well, Andy took me away there for...
What do you mean Andy took you away? You were at home and he came to the house. Do you remember Leona phoning you and telling you that it was a setup at the banquet hall at the Holiday Inn? Leona phoned you on your cellular, yes or no?
And she told me that it was a put-up? I don't recall that.
She talked to you on the phone, Dad.
She told me that it was a setup, that they're going to have a lunch there.
That they were going to move you out of the house. They were going to talk you out of moving out of the house.
Everything seems to be like a nightmare.
Well, get it unnightmared. If you want to live, you better unnightmare it pretty damn quick.
Yeah.
You're running out of time, Dad, and I'm running out of patience. I'm ready to send you back. You go face the music, and you're finished. And Winston's not going to represent you, and you're never going home. Because you can't, everything's a fog, and you would like it that way, and you don't want to speak the truth, so go for it. You're on your own. I'm not going to fight for you anymore, Dad, and neither's Winston. You know what? 3.5 years, you may be 85, but I'm young. I'm not going to put up with your bullshit no more. You want to play this little game? Go for it, Dad. I'm not going to help you. You want to play little games like, I don't know, I don't remember, it was against my will, they filled my head with bullshit. Dad, cut the crap. Cut the crap. No such thing in this world.
So what am I supposed to do?
Speak the fucking truth.
Well, I'm telling you the truth.
Well, so why'd you move out?
I shouldn't have moved out.
I know that. Yeah. Why did... We know that. Yeah. Why did you?
Yeah.
Why did you? Why did you?
So I should have put my foot down.
You didn't. So what? But why didn't you? You were 82 then. Now you're 85. So you couldn't put your foot down when you're 82. You think you're going to put your foot down when you're 85? Come on, Dad. Did you ever stand up to Andy in your life? Did you ever stand up to him? Yes or no? Quit looking stupid, Dad. Come on. Did you ever stand up to Andy? Yes or no? Did you ever stand up to Andy?
Like what?
Did you ever stand up to him? Did you ever put your foot down? Yes or no? No wonder Winston doesn't want to call you back. He can't even answer a question. Did you ever put your foot down with Andy?
Yeah.
Is he threatening you because you found him in bed with a girl in the house? Is that what he's is this what he's doing? Yeah. Well, you found him with a girl in the house. Do you think he liked you for that? Yes or no?
It was just a coincidence. I mean, I didn't look for something like that. It just happened.
So were you afraid that he was going to... What were you afraid of then?
I didn't broadcast it.
Maybe you should have.
Huh?
Maybe you should have.
Well, yeah.
So you keep his dirty little secrets, his dirty little laundry. Was he married at the time?
I'm not too sure now. Don't.
You don't remember those things? How come you don't remember that?
Well, you remember things and some you don't. I mean, after so long, I mean, that. Number one, I should have never let him move into the farm at all. Number one, I mean, I should have never, but I wanted for a sentimental reason. And, keep it in the bushyard, the family. That's what people used to do, but now it's not like this anymore. It's completely different now.
No, nothing's changed. Nothing's changed, Dad.
Yeah.
No, nothing's changed. So why did you let him move you? Why did you move out? You said it was against your will. How could it be against your will? If you say no, it's no. Well, how could this be against your will, Dad? That's just a fancy word. You didn't want to move up. Is that correct? Yes or no?
Yeah.
So explain to me why you moved up.
I should have put my foot down. So they just sort of.